Our next guest enlisted in the Marines out of Missouri as a teenager, gung-ho, wanted to go where the action was, and ended up getting sent to the Northern Province. I Corps was there in the midst of the Vietnam War, and in late 1967, he suffered critical wounds in a Viet Cong ambush, wounds that a number of people thought might end up with him not surviving. Survive he did. Just a few years later, was protesting against the war as a member of Vietnam Veterans Against the War. His story, a remarkable one. He's been described by a number of people as the heart and soul of Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's wonderful Vietnam War series on PBS. We had a chance to talk with John Musgrave from his hometown in Kansas last Friday, and our conversation about his participation in the PBS Vietnam War series. Are you surprised, John, with the reaction people have had to the series?
Well, I'm very pleased with what I've heard so far. I've only received one negative comment, but I don't know what's going on nationwide. I am just aware of what people are saying in my area.
Your story has been so fascinating to watch through the course of this series. Could you have imagined, as a young Marine coming out of Missouri, your own personal transformation?
No. No, I couldn't. If you're referring especially to my turning against the war in which I fought, I could have never imagined it and probably would have been willing to fight anybody that suggested it. I'd wanted to be a Marine all my life, and I was very proud of being a Marine, and I still proud of being a Marine, and I owe the Marine Corps a great deal. I'm alive because of the Marine Corps, but I realized that this was a lot bigger than me, and that I had swore that I would serve my country when I became a Marine, and I realized that there was more service required of me. It was one of the most difficult decisions I ever made in my life.
Well, and I was so impressed in watching the series that you said that you were a Marine when you were fighting in Vietnam, and you were a Marine when you were speaking out, and you felt doing your duty when you spoke out against the war.
Absolutely right.
Your story has resonated so much, and part of it is because this is so fresh in our minds. In many ways, it's never gone away. As you look back, and as you talked about this with Ken and Lynn and the producers, was it painful for you to go back to those times, or was it cathartic in some way?
It was both. I'm not trying to be confusing here, but I mean, it's both. It felt good to be able to tell the story, and on the other hand, the story is difficult to tell. So it wasn't all of one thing.
42 years since those last folks pulled out of Saigon. Why haven't we been able to put this war behind us?
I don't think that America has tried. I think they, rather than try to put it behind them, they just tried to bury it, forget it. It was uncomfortable. And that meant burying us. And we wouldn't allow it. And fortunately, a lot of other people wouldn't either. And it was fortunate for us that two extraordinary citizens of this country, Ken Burns and Lynn Novick, decided that that story needed to be reexamined. And when I first heard that they were doing something on Vietnam, I just thought it was like turning on a light in a dark room.
We're talking with...
I knew that now the story was going to be told, and it was going to be honestly. No axe to grind. Just, when they tell America, and that's what they do, they make history come alive. They were able to do that with the Civil War when there wasn't a living survivor to talk to them. And it's been easier in dealing with World War II and now our war, because there's still those of us who experienced it.
Now, have you been watching the series as it's played out live?
Yes, I wanted to be able to. I needed to know if I was going to be called what people had just seen. So each night I watched each episode with the rest of America.
We're talking with John Musgrave of the Vietnam War series, available, of course, online, on demand from PBS as well. When we talked with Ken and Lynn earlier in the year, they told us that their belief is one of the most important lessons to take from Vietnam is don't hate the warriors, don't blame the warriors. Do you think that they've conveyed that through this story?
I think they have very well. And all the comments that I've received have been directly related to that. Each one making a point of saying in their comments, I want to thank you for your service. And I guarantee you we didn't hear that when we came home. And it's nice to hear it now. And they accomplished that mission.
When I watched the epilogue last night, they mentioned the fact that you're working with veterans today. Can you talk a little bit about the work you do?
I've assisted the United States Army, the 1st Infantry Division at Fort Riley, Kansas. I worked with them for a while, assisting troops as they came home. I taught members of the command of the division what post-traumatic stress was and the symptoms were. It was education about post-traumatic stress. And then when we worked with the troops themselves, it was education and strategies. When I left working with the 1st Infantry Division, I still worked with the Wounded Warrior Barracks there. And we would bring the commanding officer of the Wounded Warrior Barracks would bring Iraqi and Afghani vets who were struggling with post-traumatic stress to Lawrence, Kansas, where I had a group of Vietnam veterans. And we would sit down together and we would talk to them and give them our past experiences and the strategies that we had come up with to deal with post-traumatic stress at a time when there was no help available at all. It allowed us to survive this long. And then they related to us the things they were going through. And it was a very successful program. And we discovered that it wasn't old men talking to young men. It wasn't Vietnam veterans talking to Iraqi and Afghani veterans. It was combat veterans sitting down and helping each other.
Well, John Musgrave, we thank you not only for your service then, your service that continues today, and we thank you, people like you and Tim O'Brien. Your stories, I thought, brought this special to life and helped all of us process and continue to process what happened in Vietnam. We thank you for sharing those stories with Ken Burns and Lynn Novick and with us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity of talking with you.
That's John Musgrave. You saw him during the Vietnam War series on PBS. What a man. That's a hero. That's an American hero right there. What an honor it was for us to speak with him last Friday here on Downtown.